Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 4th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are picking up in John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 today. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs and read the second part of Proverbs chapter 5. In John's Gospel, we're only in chapter 2, but a lot has happened. Jesus has entered the world. Then John the Baptist is talked about that he is not the Messiah, but he is pointing to the Messiah. And then Jesus begins to call different disciples. In today's reading, we see the first sign or miracle that Jesus does. In John's Gospel, there are seven signs that are highlighted. I love the symmetry, seven signs, seven I am statements. And it's just a wonderful story. Fun fact that Jesus performs this miracle in Cana. And if you look on to chapter 21, I think it's 21 and verse 2, you see that that is Nathanael's hometown. And so likely Jesus has accompanied Nathanael to maybe a family wedding or something like that. Okay, John chapter 2, the title in my Bible says, Jesus changes water into wine. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned to wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and disciples. There they stayed for a few days. Let's just review the story a little bit. So Jesus goes to this wedding and his mom is there and she recognizes that the wine has run out. And so she says to Jesus, they don't have any more wine. Remember what he said in response? "Woman, why do you involve me? My hour has not yet come." And this is a theme that will come up again in the Gospel of John, either that my hour has not come or that the hour has now come. But his mother then looks to the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you." And so he obeys and he tells them to fill these huge jars with water. And then you know the rest of the story. The water becomes wine, but it's not any old wine. It's the best wine. And then the master of the banquet tastes the wine and he can hardly imagine why the people brought out the best wine at the end, but he does not realize that Jesus had turned the water into wine. But the scripture reveals that Mary knew and the servants knew and also the disciples because it says that they believed in him. I also appreciate that John tells us why he did this sign. Look at verse 11. He did it to reveal his glory. And as we're thinking about the glory of the Lord, Jesus, through these signs, is going to present to us what it looks like to be the restorer of Israel. And so here he is bringing messianic joy, and filling up the depleted resources of Judaism. And so it got me thinking, Jesus is also the restorer of Mary, or he's your restorer. He is the bringer of messianic joy. He's filling up in us the depleted resources. So what do we lack today? What do we need to ask God for? Perhaps wisdom or kindness or gentleness or humility, and praying that God would fill us up with his Spirit. Okay, let's move over to the Proverbs. As I mentioned earlier, we are in the second part of Proverbs chapter 5. In the proverb today, Solomon continues the theme of faithfulness in our marriage relationships, beginning in verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow into the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. If you are married, I think the message for us today is drink water from your own cistern. Be reminded of the wonderful gift that you have been given in your spouse. And for all of us, whether we are married or not, we are young or we are old, Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 remind us that we should pay attention to the wisdom of the Lord and to maintain discretion in all things. And so that's just a wonderful reminder for us today as we journey along in this life. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminders in it of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for John's purpose to help us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing to have life in his name. He came to bring abundant life. Here he's bringing messianic joy to a depleted situation. And Lord, we pray that in the areas of our lives where we feel depleted, that you would strengthen us, that you would encourage us, that you would fill us with the fruit of your Spirit. And according to the Proverbs today, Lord, we pray that you would help us to pay attention to your wisdom and to be a people who are faithful to you as you have been, our ever-present help in times of need, and you are our strong tower, the only truly faithful one. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to be one of us. Thank you for dying for our sins. Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for defeating death. And thank you for interceding for us on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.